More than 80% of Hawaii's primary care providers believe HMSA's system for paying doctors is putting physicians out of business. That's according to a new study by the mainland-based health policy nonprofit AIMED Alliance. Stacey Worthy is counsel for the organization.
The big concerns were that the pay was too low, and they felt that this disincentivized them to practice medicine and that it was contributing to provider shortages that were already occurring in Hawaii.
The study, funded by the Atherton Foundation, surveyed 60 primary care providers in HMSA's payment transformation program and found that more than 80% felt the program caused an increase in administrative tasks. This meant longer hours and increased cost to hire staff.
So we found that it was causing financial stress for primary care providers, and that it was also increasing administrative costs, which can trickle down through the healthcare system. In particular, you know, those who have practices of fewer than 5 providers were more than twice as likely to express that sentiment than those working in large practices.
I think it's just confirming what we already know.
Hilo Dr. Michelle Mitchell is a family physician with Hawaii Family Health.
More and more physicians are leaving practice and leaving Hawaii in general as a result. And I actually think these results not only confirm that, but likely underestimate that.
Heather Miyasato, HMSA's Director of Health Finance and Payment Transformation, stands by the program. In an emailed statement, she says, "We believe it creates long-term financial stability for participating primary care providers and improved care coordination for the patients they treat." For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.